Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 January 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. You're in for a very special time tonight with a guest I've had on before in the past. It's been a while. We're going to talk to Daniel Smithwick. He is the head of the Nehemiah Institute. Now, you say, what is that? For new listeners, you probably don't know. A lot of you may have forgotten already. We're going to explain that in a minute. But what this man does, and I'm saying this with all conviction, is the most important thing that anybody can endeavor to do to save this country. And I'm serious. No, that's not out preaching the gospel necessarily, but it's something that's vitally, vitally important, not just to the lost, but to the churches who have no idea what's going on in this world and don't seem to care. But nonetheless, we'll get to that in just a minute. Don't forget, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Looks like it may be remote because the weather's not looking good for this weekend, but we'll take it one day at a time. I hope you would join us, folks, for a very important worldview news, which probably turned in somewhat of Bible study. That's very important. At 10:30 a.m., we know we start. Go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble and watch us live. Well, if you can't do that, you can call the phone number at 339-209-5013 to listen on the phone. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us because we're going to start 10:30, like I said, take a break at 11:30, get into the Christian Worldview News. 1 to 2, we're going to do a teaching, a very important teaching. Folks, we have been invaded, been taken over without a shot, being fired. We're going to discuss this. And as soon as I can, I'm going to have Dimitri Duman, the gentleman who put the prophecy out back in the 80s and early 90s, that are coming to pass right now just as fast as time will take him. And our current president is actually the one that's bringing about. Whether you like it or not, folks, I can't help it. It's still Bible. It's still truth. But anyway, we're going to discuss this with his grandson, Michael Bodea, Dimitri's grandson, is going to join us sometime in the near future to discuss this in more detail. So don't miss that. But don't miss Bible study, please. I want you to join us. I wish I could be there in person. Phil's studio there in his home. But can't always do that. I drive 2 hours across a mountain range, up and down on windy turns here in West Virginia. And believe me, there are very few straight roads in West Virginia. That's a fact. So anyway, if you have to, we'll do it remotely, as it did last time. And I think you enjoy it nonetheless. So if you can't join us online, then please call the phone number and join us that way, please. If you want to call the office anytime with want to talk to me or any questions or comments or place an order or give a donation, the toll-free number, if you don't have long distance, is 800-777-4403. 404-603. Or if you can call long distance, please call our toll line to the office, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And folks, we've been doing this now, believe it or not, month after next, in March. 33 years on the radio. And that's a long time. But it was made possible because folks like you all are out there to help us keep this thing going. There was no way I could afford to do this on my own. No way. The monies that went in this ministry over the last 33 years, I didn't want to take a guess at the amount of money. It's been spent a lot. But it's kept on the air, trying to reach people with the truth, in every means possible, about every issue possible, because God's word addresses all manners of life, spiritual, physical, and mental. It covers it all. And tonight we're going to discuss something with Daniel Smithwick, who's been head of the Nehemiah Institute now for a while. I'll talk about that in a minute. And we're going to discuss something that's so vitally important that I would say, I'm almost certain I'm right on this, at least 90% of the people in this country have no idea, including myself for many, many years, that we have lost the country because our worldview has not been Christian. And going to church does not make your worldview Christian. Daniel, are you there?
I am here, Pastor Butch. It is very nice to be with you again.
Well, you too, sir. You too. And what I just said, we'll get more detail in a minute, but what I just said is so true, isn't it?
It is so true. You know, I'm on a number of different radio stations over the years, but I especially appreciate yours because you are going right to the root of the problem. And in fact, we have a statement on our website. I'm gonna give that website. It's just worldviewcheckup.org. That's what we need to do, a worldview checkup. So worldviewcheckup.org. And we, on the homepage, we have this question, which is asking the same thing you just were saying. It says, would you agree that America is in a worldview war? And your theme song, I loved your theme song on your show that talks about war. That's pretty cool.
Well, it is warfare. It has been since the garden.
Yes.
It's just got a, and I'm saying this biblically, it's got a hell of a lot worse in the last 50 years in this country and around the world. And I say that biblically because the world's going to hell. It really has. Before getting further, though, for the new listeners, tell them who Daniel Smithwick is and what you started.
Very good. I'm nobody. I'm just a concerned citizen. I grew up in the Minnesota country, went in the Air Force, spent 4 years there, and came out and went to work for AT&T for 20 years, and learned some things through both of those works that caused me some concern about how we operate our country communication-wise. And then I founded the Nehemiah Institute in 1986, so yes, a long time ago. And we work with Christian educators. Our work is primarily with Christian schools, homeschoolers, some with church youth groups. And what we are known for around the country and a few other countries is a worldview assessment tool called the Peers Test. This is an assessment program that really shows us where our thinking is based on biblical principles, biblical ideas, or not. And that is exactly the problem in America. Over the past several decades, for many different reasons, we've drifted away from our Judeo-Christian worldview that our founding fathers fought hard for, that our pilgrims and Puritans brought to the shores of America. But somewhere we just kind of got lazy and decided that we were smart enough to run a country without God. And now we are in a very deep mess.
Oh, my. That's truly an understatement. It truly is. And, folks, there's a test you can take on this. I put it in the magazines months ago. you can test yourself on your worldview. Is it Christian or not? I did pretty well, but I was off on some key features. Most people today, and I don't care whether they're preachers, pastors, laymen, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, I don't care what you are. Your mind, your worldview is not totally Christian, and sometimes barely Christian, because you've been reared in an atmosphere and in a public school system the same as I was, with the same type of entertainment, maybe the same other things we get involved in through our life. We lost our worldview. We started believing that, as Brother Dan said, we can make it on our own. Man's reasoning works. We'll be okay. Well, I certainly think you've seen the outcome of that in this country. But Brother Dan, what made you wake up clear back in 1986 to see this point and bring it out?
I was working for Pat Robertson for a couple of years. He had a program called the Freedom Council, which was a project to go out into your community, speaking at churches, addressing different issues. We didn't use the word worldview a lot then, but the idea was, are we really following the scriptures about the way life should be done? And in our training courses for that, they would bring us into Regent University and have these training sessions. And I began to wonder, well, how do we know if our thinking is right? You know, we've got the ideas that we think we're supposed to go out and talk to churches about. And I just come up with the thought that maybe it'd be helpful if there was some type of an assessment tool that could be objective, that could be validated, that would show, are we really thinking biblically about what we think is wrong, what we think is right? And so over a period of a couple of years, I started writing down statements that I would find in different good resources, you know, by godly men like Francis Schaeffer back then and others since then. And one day out popped out what we call the Peirce test, because I had all these statements, and you would agree or disagree with these statements. And Peirce is an acronym, P-E-E-R-S. That acronym stands for politics, by which we mean civil government. The first E is economics, then education, then religion, and then finally social issues. And so what this is a tool to show us, are we thinking biblically in those five major spheres of life? Government, economics, education, religion, and social issues. And to say that you have a Christian worldview means that you have to think biblically in all of those. And the problem with much of the evangelical world in the last several decades is we're stuck in the R category, religion. We just talk about religion. You know, heaven, hell, how to get saved, how to be nice. But you rarely hear sermons on economics. You rarely hear sermons on, you know, civil government or on education. And that's because pastors, they go to seminaries, and those things aren't taught. It's as if those are not our concern. So in the process, we've had the Marxists come into our country, and they start telling us how to run our country. John Dewey, oh, man, what a problem he was. He convinced America to give all the schools to the government. And, you know, he was a humanist. He was a through-and-through socialist, actually. So, yeah, we've really lost our way in how to think. There's several verses that address that, like Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yes.
There's many. Isaiah, and I forget the chapter and verse, but the Lord was saying through Isaiah, he said, your thoughts are not my thoughts, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, that wasn't a compliment. That's a criticism.
Yes, it is.
Second Corinthians, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So there's a lot of verses like that that tell us if our mind isn't right, our behavior will be wrong. And if you're a professing Christian, wouldn't you want to know if your thoughts about different things line up with Scripture, or are they anti-scripture. Of course we should say yes to that.
Well, you know, but the thing of it is, we've been so brainwashed, we don't know we're thinking wrongly. That's the key right there.
Yeah, it is. You're exactly right. We don't know that we don't know, as we say. I mean, we all look around and we say, what has happened to our country? I mean, why in the world are we telling little fourth and fifth grade kids they can switch genders? Where did that come from? Because somewhere the thinking got screwed up.
Yes.
And I mean, we can go through all kinds of, why are we in the economic mess that we're in? Because thinking is wrong. So it's so bad now that we can't escape it. We're all suffering from the consequences of bad policies, bad thinking. And we really have to, if we're going to be a servant, if we're going to be a kingdom soldier, we have to know, is our thinking the same as Christ in all these different areas? And that's what we do. So on this website, Pastor Butch, worldviewcheckup.org, they can take the test free. We've made the test free for individual testing. There's also group testing, like a church could do it, or a school, or a ministry. And then there's a fee, not very much, because they get extra summary reports. But an individual can go to this website, take the test, takes about 20 minutes, and instantly get a scorecard. And they'll say, well, I'm pretty good shape here, but over here I need some help. And why wouldn't any Christian want to do this? Why wouldn't a pastor want his church to do this? Either you're just afraid, you don't want to deal with it, but that's not being very, mature. So this is the crisis in our country, and I say that we are losing this war because other people have stepped in and they're telling us how to think, how to behave, can't do this, can't do that. People go to jail because they're praying on a sidewalk. How ridiculous. How bad.
Well, there was a time when it, and I know no one on earth has ever got a perfect but Christ, but we're to have the mind of Christ. We're to renew our minds daily with the word of God and what he wants us to understand and do. But, and I say this, I'm talking about myself here too, Brother Dan. It's hard sometimes to unravel what we've been taught as lies. Maybe the people that taught them to us may not even know they're lies. They may actually believe they're true. But it's hard to unravel this from our minds because we lived in it for so long that we can't see any wrong with it. We think it lines up with the word of God, and a lot of times figuring it out is painful, isn't it?
It is painful, and it takes some work. I mean, I'm not saying this is easy to change your mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2, we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Right. Yes.
That's not a one-hour job.
That's an everyday study. Job. That's an everyday job.
Absolutely it is. And, we do that to glorify Christ, our Savior. We have just, and this problem is throughout Western civilization. I'm convinced, Pastor Butch, that the enemy is out to take down Western civilization, which was where the gospel was most effective. And America stands in the way of Western civilization. So now the heat and the pressure is really on our country.
Well, as you watch all this happen and watch the world, and you're a little bit older than I am, actually. You watch this nation we call America from the time we grew up as young boys change so drastically that, can you believe the Supreme Court is going to hear a case? Can if boys can play in girls' sports and go to shower room with them? And can you believe that nonsense is even possible?
Yeah, we would have never ever had such a thought, in our day, and been horrified if we would have heard about such a thing. And now it doesn't even bother most people. It seems like, I mean, who's protesting against that kind of stuff? Why aren't we up in arms?
That's a very good point. Good point. But one of the reasons, I'm going to say this too, one of the main reasons we haven't already had another godly revolution is because of our worldview. We've been sold the 100%. Idea that we must live in peace continually. And besides that, Brother Dan, I get a check from the government. I don't want to tear that up. I mean, isn't that our worldview, is it not?
It is, right, and that was by intent. That was the way that John Dewey changed it, is to make us dependent on the government, and so you're not going to bite the hand that's feeding you. We have an index on our test that talks about limited government, and we've lost that idea because we want government to take care of us. You know, we say we're here, and I'm owed these things all the way through free college, you know, or guaranteed minimum wage, you know, guaranteed minimum income. These are very, very anti-biblical views. The Bible says a man won't eat, or a man won't work, he cannot be fed.
That's exactly right. I told you that. But see, this is, they elected a outright communist governor, mayor in New York City. And all I can say is this has been a long time coming. There was a time people would stone out society, so to speak. They wouldn't be even allowed to name the name of an office, but just run for it. But we see what's happened. I mean, for all my life, I've seen this. So you and I both have seen this. Every election, our mind view is, our mindset is, we'll vote for the lesser of evils. What's taking us to hell on that?
Why is that?
Go ahead.
Why is it? Why do we only have two choices, and both of them are basically unbiblical, if not anti-biblical? Why is that? Why do we not see, as Christians, as churches, that let's train up people who are trained and knowledgeable and convictions and elect them to be our leaders? I mean, that's what Moses' father-in-law told him when he got in trouble, and Jethro said, you know, right, you're killing yourself. You got to divide up this work, and it says, appoint among those within you who are God-fearing and won't take bribes.
And among your brethren, he said.
Among your brethren, right. From among yourself.
We haven't done that for so long because they have selected the leaders. We didn't elect them, they selected them. They give it dumb and dumber or bad and worse, whatever. But either way, we lose. And now we got a man in the White House that a lot of Christians think going to pull this country out because he's going to save the country. An ungodly man, an immoral man, cannot do anything towards the glory of God. It's impossible because it's not in their nature to do so. So we're reaping the fruit of our ignorance, stupidity, apathy, and greed in this country that's been going on for 150 years anyway.
Yeah, at least that long, all right. You know, you make a very good point there about the man in the White House, and I don't mean just this man, but any man in the White House.
Yes.
Because even constitutionally, if we were really governing ourselves by our own constitution, the White House would have very little role. It's like a figurehead. But the real work gets done back at the local levels, in the states, in the counties, in the cities. I mean, just read the 10th Amendment. That talks about, you know, the flow of government.
Well, now, what's that? Yeah. I mean, who knows what that is any longer? Who cares? there was a time that democracy has always had been, still an evil word. It's not, we didn't have a democracy. Shouldn't have now.
Right,
but when they made elections of federal offices by popular vote, they took away the Republican form of government and brought in something they knew they could handle better. On the mass level, if they give somebody free cheese, they'd vote for their man because they're going to promise us more free cheese.
Right.
You know, and we run on it. That's right. And we think mice are stupid. But anyway, free cheese. All right. But see, that's where we are. The mindset that you're trying to do now, your calling is spot on. But my goodness, you bit off a big chew.
It is, and you know, it's by God's grace that we've been doing this for 40 years, and there are a lot of good schools that have given testimony to how this helped change their schools, change the curriculum, change the way they train their teachers, because they really saw that, you know, what they were doing was not based on biblical principles. So I'm grateful that God gave us the opportunity to have a tool to work with schools and homeschoolers and churches. But we need a lot more. We need pastors to stand in the pulpit and to say, friends, we have a worldview crisis in America, and we're going to do our part to fix it. We're going to fix our church. We're not going to worry about Washington, D.C. right now. We're going to fix ourselves. And it starts with knowing, and that's what the Peer's test will do, is show just how biblical is our thinking. If a pastor would do this in his church, he'll get a summary report that'll show the top 10 questions out of 70 on the test, the top 10 questions that are missed. All of those questions will have a position paper that says, here's why you should have agreed or disagreed biblically. Now he's got a month worth of sermons to teach on worldview. That's valuable.
That is valuable.
Ready-made Bible studies on a specific statement with chapter and verse, why you should agree or disagree. I don't know why a pastor wouldn't say, boy, that's something we're going to do. Except that they've somehow been convinced, don't deal with politics, don't deal with education, you'll upset people. There's a lot of martyrs.
Go ahead.
That died because they spoke about things that wasn't popular.
Oh, of course, their worldview was not a heathen worldview. They got a lot of martyring, killed, crucified, whatever. That's why I killed Christ, actually. But when you think about how do you, the pastors themselves, and I'm saying this because, believe me, I've come a long ways as a pastor. The pastors themselves have no idea what we're doing. They don't know what you're talking about. I mean, and if you go into the church, a lot of churches, and teach what you teach, they'll ask a pastor to leave because it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, that's the price we have to pay for being disobedient for decades. Churches are going to lose people in some cases, but gradually those churches are going to become the salt and light, and it's going to be noticed. And they're the ones that are going to grow, and they're the ones that are going to produce kids who think right and behave right. And so it may hurt for a while to really start paying attention to these things and doing these things, but God will bless it, and the fruit will come.
Well, you know, I've learned this, and I wish I could. I say this, and then it's my fault to hang that claim, get closer to Christ than what I am. There's so much more I need to know. But the more I realize, the more I know, the more I realize I don't know very much, because it's just absolutely impossible to dip it in. It's like trying to dip the ocean empty with a thimble. You got a bucket full of water at the end of the day, but look what's left, right? I mean, you have any, so that's what it boils down to. Christ, the Word of God is that deep. But every time we take a step and understand a little further, it increases our faith, it increases our courage, increases our wisdom and knowledge enough that we can make a better stand against evil. But it makes sometimes feel like you're kind of all alone, because most people don't understand what you're saying. They look at you like,
and they don't care. They don't care. Got a good life, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Oh, we're going to break. My goodness, don't go away.
Okay.
Folks, a lot more talk about, and your phone calls. They say you're judging, preacher. Yes, I am. Or the Word of God. The Word of God's judging. I'm not. Anyway, back at the break, 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back, and I'm enjoying the conversation with Brother Daniel Smithwick a bunch. And obviously, we are, because we keep interrupting each other, because we want to share so much from such a little bit of time here. And it's just a blessing to me to have this man with me and to understand what he's saying, because by the grace of God, I've tried to teach as much as I possibly can as a mere mortal that doesn't know very much himself, what it means to have a Christian worldview. Matter of fact, we do an hour segment of news at our Bible studies, Brother Dan, entitled Christian Worldview News. We take scripture and I prove prophecy from the news headlines, and we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled right now every day at a rapid pace. Matthew 24 is coming to pass very quickly with wars and rumors of wars. It's everywhere. It's so obvious. But yet I believe most churches don't see it. They've been taught, well, just step back and wait for the rapture. Don't worry about it. You know, they don't have a desire to get up and fight, because why should we fight? The worse it gets, the faster we're out of here. And I've had them say that to me.
You know, that is such a good point to bring up, because I argue, and I've read this in different resources, you know, every century since the time of Christ, there were people who thought that surely they were the last generation. Well, obviously, they were all wrong. So maybe we would be wrong again to say, well, Christ is coming back this year or next year. We're not supposed to think about that. We're supposed to think about glorifying God in everything we do. Forget about the time. Don't sit around on the sidelines, you know, thinking that Jesus is coming back next Tuesday. Now, if he does, I'm not arguing. But
right. Right. I agree. But
we got to be busy.
He gave us a sword and shield and armor, not to sit back and wait on him, but go out and do war. And the church, has forgotten that.
So much so. Think about David. When David came out to see what was going on the battlefield, here was Saul and all of his men standing on the sidelines with their knees knocking, and they were afraid of the giant.
Right.
And David looks at the giant, and he says, he's too big to miss.
Different worldview.
Yeah, different worldview, right?
Well, like somebody once said, the best thing about being surrounded is you shoot in any direction, you hit something. So, you know, that's the bright side of it. And we are surrounded in this country. True believers, true believers are surrounded. Our churches in America, and I hate to say call them churches because they're really not, they're cathedrals of the devil, have compromised themselves to the point that there's no righteousness left in them. And I'm judging. I can do that because the Bible tells me what to look at, and Christ said judge righteously. I can do that.
Yes.
When I see a homosexual in the pulpit, I can judge that quickly, strongly, and oppose it with everything in me. I can do that. When I see two women living together and what they call themselves, go to the church and they're Christians, I can expose that very quickly, biblically. I can see that if we have murders in the church or baby murderers or pastors are condoning abortion in any way or any other type of abomination or sin. I don't care to say they're wrong. I'll judge them by the word of God, and I don't compromise. I mess up myself, Brother Dan. I'm not throwing stone because I'm perfect. But I understand that when something is so blatantly wrong, to tolerate it is a damnable sin in itself, isn't it?
It is, and I encountered such a thing a few years back. I won't mention the type of church we were in, but one of the big mainline churches that has gone woke. But there was a gentleman in our church, showed up every Sunday. He was homosexual. And one day it was announced from the pulpit that this man was being put in charge of the communion services. We had communion once a month, and this was the guy who was arranging for people to help with communion. And we took an exit out of that church. I was no way going to receive communion from a professing, openly acknowledging homosexual.
Hey, man, you didn't call him gay. I get sick of hearing that. Gay means you're happy and joyful. It doesn't mean you're a sexual deviant. But this is another mindset, another worldview that we compromise with words we call abortion instead of murder. It's murder.
It's not pro-life or pro-choice. It's murder. We've let the language be hijacked as well, haven't we?
We have.
Just really.
That's what I'm saying. You bit off a huge thing to chew on. I know by the grace of God, you're helping a lot of people, and I'm so thankful for that. But we have such a battle ahead of us. As Christ said, the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. We have churches. I must say they don't try to teach some morality, and some of them may even teach salvation by grace through faith and righteous living. But they're few and far between any longer. You can tell that. They're few and far between. I mean, I don't really go to church. I'll be quite honest with you. I'm not invited to go to church anywhere because I'm not afraid to speak up. And I guess it makes people mad and the pastor's uncomfortable. But it's just the Bible is the Bible. And I can't change the word of God. I don't want to change the word of God. It cuts me like it does everybody else. Believe me, the sword cuts me because it'll cut everybody. Because we're all walking in the carnal mind sometimes, and that's an enemy against God. It's got to be cut out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, speaking of going to church, in colonial American days, right, when we were, you know, trying to become a nation, church attendance was about 85% in the colonies. Today, we're under 25%, and you have to say, why? Why are people not going to church? Well, we do what we value, and so people don't value church, so they don't go. I mean, it's that simple. What's going on in our churches that people don't value them to be of usefulness to their lives? So they stay home, they watch TV, they go to games or whatever, go shopping. It's all right in front of us, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. But what's in a church anymore to convict people, to draw people? What's in there to make them do that?
Right.
I mean, they go to the church, the people there dress like the world, look like the world, act like the world. Why would he go to church? What's the point of it?
Right.
You know, this is American
you
today.
You really said it well. That is it really, really troubles me. And I mean, it sounds like judging, and you're right, that's what we're doing. But I don't like it when I see a man in church wearing shorts and sandals. I just bother
me a
lot.
Or a woman wearing pants with holes in them. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, this is unbelievable, but we tolerate it because, well, I've busted a long time. I've been preaching 50 years, been pastoring for almost all that, and I've seen churches go downhill all around me. The church I was saved in was a Baptist church, And they had some righteous men and women in that church town. They dressed like Christians, talked like Christians, act like Christians. That church no longer is anywhere near what it was. And the attendance dropped off from 180 every weekend to 30 or 40. I mean,
sure.
The churches are closing because they don't offer the world any hope. They are the world. They're like the world.
Yeah.
But there was a time when the convicting power of the Holy Spirit would fall on people because the gospel being preached, convictions being sent out before the people because they saw the sin. They sought for answers. Today, there's no conviction in the churches. Come as you are. Do what you want. Just put your mind in place.
Yeah. That's the gospel today. Come as you are. God loves you as you are. Well, maybe he loves us as we are, but he doesn't want us to stay that way. You know, if we're not being righteous and living a godly life, you know, God doesn't like that. So,
but doesn't it tell us that you're saved by grace through faith and that you've been created unto good works? Isn't that what it says?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
my Bible says that.
That's what it says, and we're created into good works. Now, it does maybe don't. I keep saying that people say, "Well, you're holier than thou." No, I'm not. I know Butch Paul really well. Butch Paul is my worst enemy. That's who I fight with the most. That's me. But we're to sincerely desire to do what's right before the eyes of God if we love Him. It's no like it's like being married, Brother Dan. I've been married over 54 years, and I've not been a perfect husband. But my wife could always knew we were coming home at night. She always knew I'd be doing my best to provide for her and protect her and take care of the family.
Yeah.
That's a given. Well, if I love Christ, why am I not doing the best for him?
Yeah, that's what you mean. It's so obvious, isn't it?
It truly is.
It's not complicated. It just, you know, I mean, I wonder how much time our churches, people, are spending in the Word of God every week. Maybe an hour? I bet you that's a stretch.
Well, they wait till they go to a church on Saturday or Sunday and let the preacher do all the word. They just listen. It's easier that way. Folks, the phone lines are open, 717-300-1698, 717-300-1698. But I want to say hi to Larry up in Kingwood, West Virginia. Larry, I'm glad you're listening. Thanks for being there for us. I appreciate it. Thank you, Larry. Now, like I said, lines open. If you want to call and add anything to this, please do. If you're listening, you know how much we're enjoying this, to talk back and forth with Dan and I. It's been Dan's 7 years older than I am. He is really getting old. But anyway, he's been through this battle. Well, you've been blessed with good health and going through this a lot of years, and I respect you for this. But now, tell the folks how they can find out more about the Nehemiah Institute, and what can they do to help?
Yeah, thank you for that. It really just starts with going to this website, worldviewcheckup.org. There's an 800 number to call or an email. I'd love to take, you know, any type of communication. Pray. We always ask people to pray, you know, because the enemy doesn't like what we're doing because we're drawing attention to the Word of God. We've been blessed by support, so we're not really asking for funds. Obviously, we don't turn away contributions, but we're not. That's not what we're here for. You know, harping on that. What we really want most is for Christians to think biblically, to renew their mind, and we think we have a tool which has been validated at a very high level. So universities use it. That helps us to know where are we thinking biblically and where are we not. And there's a lot more not today than there is, you know, thinking biblically, because our education systems have been captured. Like we mentioned earlier, John Dewey was a culprit. He and Horace Mann, they really did a number on America. And we're still paying the price, and we still don't really, we're not awake to that. But we teach on that.
This is, again, the results of America today is the results of the church's ignorance and apathy towards the Word of God. And I don't like to say that. I don't like to be the one to bring it up all the time. But we're seeing the fruit of it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That wasn't just written. That wasn't written by earthly things. That's spiritual things. We've seen the world disintegrate into basically chaos. That's the best way I know to put it, chaos. I don't know how to put that.
That's what it is.
And it's just it is. Chaos is a culture without God. That's what it boils down to. It's chaos. It's What boils down to?
That's raining in America's streets and in our courts and our all the different levels of authority in the country. This chaos and it's just madness. You know, how could these things happen? But you know, cultures come and go. Republics come and go. We're probably the longest running republic that's ever existed in human history, and maybe we don't have much life left because we've really walked away badly from our heritage, our founding.
Well, we obviously aren't a republic any longer. That's a fact. That's obviously true too. So yes. the power is no longer divided as our founders meant for it to be. We no longer have the rule of law. We have the rule of man's law, which changes with every whim. And every little wind blows, that the law changes, so you never know what's right and wrong any longer. God's laws are consistent and totally sovereign in the thoughts of God, so they cannot be changed. You can count on his word. Thou shalt not kill is a law when it comes to innocent life. Every day, all day long, never changed throughout history, never will. But man's laws, well, you can kill an unborn baby if it's rape or maybe... it's going to be sick and may cause you, or you can kill now. You euthanize people that are too sick to be cured. So we'll just put them to sleep. It'll save us money and keep them from suffering. That's the ideas of man.
Yeah.
That's man's mindset.
100%. Yeah.
I can't believe the lines are so quiet, but people I know are listening because I think they like what we're saying. But folks, you're welcome to share your opinion, and that's what we're here for. This is your broadcast also. Not just mine, not just Daniel's. 717-300-1698. So Daniel, what are you? You're stepping down as a head in the MI Institute. You're going to retire from that, so to speak, I assume.
Yes, yes. This is the transition year, and all of this work is being transferred to another organization called Christian Education Initiative. That's been. Pretty much headquartered out of Appomattox, Virginia, and near Lynchburg. And so we're going to have somebody that'll be trained to take over this work. And so I wanted to make sure that what I had done and developed over these 40 years would have life after me. And now that's pretty much in place, at least technology-wise, on the website. But we'll have someone else that'll be taking the reins. So this work will continue. And I'm very pleased that that's, you know, well down the road.
Well, that's a blessing beyond words. And I really, really am thankful that you are out there and people like you out there trying to get some things accomplished in our nation to get people to see the evil around us and have the courage to stand against it. But again, we've all been compromised. And I said all. I mean, you and I both have compromised for so long. And we've tolerated the intrusion of government in our lives because, as I said before, I draw Social Security. I'm retired. I draw Social Security. It'd be hard to live without it. And I do. I draw Social Security. They force it on you, Medicaid, Medicare, and other things. They force it on you. But we depend on now. Because we depend on man's blessings, and Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed be man, put his trust in man. Because we turn the flesh to take care of us, our mindset had to be changed or at least compromised in order to keep this thing going, didn't it?
So much so. And, you know, two things that we didn't touch on, maybe another show and we'll have to do this, but the whole new world of AI.
Oh, my, yes. That go ahead and share. No calls coming in. We got another 10 minutes. Go ahead and share that.
Well, artificial intelligence, you know, that's creating the ability technology-wise to actually create presentations, video presentations, that you would think you'd know the person that you're watching and listening to, and it's not you. Now, that's really scary.
That is scary. And I've got people send me AI examples of men and women both. Unless you knew what you're looking for, you couldn't tell that they weren't who they said they were.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I would probably wouldn't know if they had told me because they're so lifelike, I probably wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, we're going to be fooled on that. And so that's a big issue. Another very big issue I'm really concerned about is the digital currency that's being pushed, where we'll someday, the only digital or current money we'll have is a digital currency on your iPhone or somewhere. That's going to come with control.
Oh, yes, it is. What's called the market?
If you're a bad boy.
The B system.
Yep. It's all there. It's all, you know, just a matter of rolling it out. when they're getting ready. But, you know, if they see that you're buying the wrong books or spending your money and giving money to the wrong organizations, shut you off. That's really serious.
It's control. Folks, this is the Mark the Beast system in place. It's in place. Very little time left for them to totally take over your life completely. I see it all the time, and you have to jump through so many hoops to get things taken care of. I mean, when you do business, for example, with credit cards and debit cards, they mess it up. It's a nightmare to get it straightened up again. And the complacency that people that you talk to, some of them are decent people, but the masses today that work for a service industry are just there for the paycheck. That's all they're there for.
Sure.
And I see that every day. So our generation is about going, Brother Dan. I hate to say that, but you know I don't have a lot of years left in this earth, and that's okay with me. But
I worry about that a lot. I worry about what kind of world will my grandchildren have. We have a chart on our website that shows our worldview results from our testing over the past 30 years. And it graphically shows, you know, how we're going away from a Judeo-Christian worldview in favor of a socialist worldview. That's the data that's there. That's very defendable. So you look at that, you say, we're losing an entire generation of young people to a socialist mindset. Well,
oh, we are. We are.
Man.
But you know, we're
consigning
our
kids to. It's awful.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
No, I just say we're consigning our kids to a socialist world that's coming along the line. And just like what happened in New York City. Man, if that doesn't get us on the street, I don't know what it's going to take.
Well, it's simply the fact that the socialist system, the mindset of a socialist system in which we have now, it's, we'll say, more comfortable for the flesh. It causes you not to worry about anything. Somebody's always got you. You know, I mean, no matter what happens, you got a safety net to fall back into. We don't trust God. God do it for us without any restraint, so to speak, in that way. But as far as us today, we like the idea that there's a government arm there to catch us. They'll make sure that we don't fall too far. They'll sign us up on disability, on food stamps, on welfare, whatever. They'll do that. Yeah. So we really don't need God no more. We got government.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, we made a swap. Yeah, that's true. And it's happened in lots of countries. I mean, we can see examples of it, you know, that were once free countries, and now they're socialist countries, and they're in deep trouble. And, you know, you'd think we'd have a wake-up call, but doesn't seem to be there yet.
And give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's Worldview Checkup, just all together, worldviewcheckup.org. You can take the individual test. There's a little tab that says individual test. You click on that, no cost. And in 20 minutes, you're going to get a really nice scorecard that shows exactly where your thinking is lined up with Scripture and where not. And that's the beginning process. You know, we have to know where we're off.
Amen. We do. And folks, don't be disappointed if you don't do so well the first time.
Right,
I made
right.
mistakes. Don't be disappointed, please. But as you take the test, judge yourself honestly as far as what the results are, and then look and see where we can improve. No one's got to know it unless you want to share it. Well, nobody's going to ask you what you made on it. And the phone lines have been quiet all night. I don't know what happened, but people know we're listening because they're enjoying what we're saying. But you got to renew our mind. That's in your Bible, folks. Romans chapter 12. We're to renew our mind. It's a constant growth all day long. And as long as you keep feeding your mind, whatever you fed for the last 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, as long as you keep feeding the same thing every day, your mind is not going to be renewed. It's going to stay the same. Daniel, down about the last couple minutes, you go ahead.
We have another tab on our website that says, why believe Nehemiah? In other words, why believe us? Who are we to be saying how you should be thinking, you know? When you read the articles there, it shows all the validation steps that we went through to show that the instrument is a valid and reliable instrument. It's really some good information. I just think it's important that people know that. But thank you again for having me on. I really do appreciate you.
I'll
many times we've been together. You're a bright light in a dark world, and I hope we can stay joined at the hip for a long time yet.
I do too, my friend. I wish you went far away. I'd love to get with you one day. Maybe one day we'll be able to do that, because to spend time with a brother or a sister in Christ, with the mind of a sinner in Christ, That's so rare any longer. And if you ever met me, you realize just how imperfect I am. So I'm not perfect. But
likewise.
I desire to know some truth. I desire to take a stand. I want, for God's glory, to make a difference in somebody's life on this earth. I really do. No glory to God. I truly do.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for having me on again, Pastor Butch.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Please do keep in touch and tell me if I can do anything to help in any way. You know where I am.
All right, sir. God bless.
All right. Talk to you soon, my friend. And, folks, I don't know what else to say. This broadcast to me was very, very powerful. And I like the way you use the word entertaining, but definitely interesting. And to me, it was very animated because our minds work the same. We both have to grow in a lot of different areas, obviously. But the phone lines were open there. I never had many, many nights, a long, long time since I never had any phone calls at all. Well, that's fine. I realize probably you're listening and you're enjoying what you're saying, what you're hearing. But please, I'm asking this for the glory of God. Let's seek to know the truth of God, all truth. Let's look into what's going on in the world and figure out why we're letting the world, our nation be taken over by false religions and cults that do not want to be brought into society. We know they want to change society to fit them. Why are we doing that? I'm going to discuss this some Saturday in Bible study. I am. Why have we allowed this to happen? I've tried to make this comparison so many times. You live in your home with your husband and wife, and you maybe got a few children, whatever, husband and wife, with your husband or wife, and have some children, and your home is run according to your beliefs as head of the home, men or ladies or both. What if you let 10 different families come in, even 5 different families come in with all different beliefs, all different religions, all different ideas of values? What would that turn your home into but utter chaos? I mean, literally, it would destroy the home. They'd be fighting, and who God only knows how far that would go. And the home would divide and destroy because of that. Why did we allow heathens to come among us and not assimilate into our society, but change it to suit them? That is ungodly. It's a deadly sin, warned about the scriptures, which I will share Saturday. We're warned not to do that, but we did anyway. But you know what makes it really pitiful? Jeremiah says, the priests bear rule by their own means, and the princes rule by their own desires, so to speak. And it goes on to say that the people love to have it so. Our nation is literally falling apart. Morally, financially, every way possible is falling apart. Worldwide doing the same thing. We got to seek God's face and His mind, our Savior's mind in us. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. We love you. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.